SRN News, I'm John Scott. It is a much quieter Christmas worldwide this year.
Christians are striving this Christmas season to put aside worries and fears of a war-torn world. As believers celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, it is rather subdued in many places. In New York City, Cardinal Timothy Dolan reminded people to keep war-torn areas of the world in their prayers. At a major cathedral in Germany, churchgoers had to pass security screenings to get into Mass. Meanwhile, Christians in Pakistan dealt with fear and grief after homes were destroyed in August by a Muslim mob. Jason Walker reporting.
A senior Egyptian official and a European diplomat say that Egypt has put forward an ambitious proposal to end the Israel-Hamas war. The official said that the plan calls for a ceasefire, a phased hostage release, and the creation of a Palestinian government of experts to administer the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank. The proposal worked out with Qatar still appears to be preliminary. The plan falls short of Israel's goal of crushing Hamas. Also at SRNNews.com, Ira Cronin, a spokesman for the Colorado Springs Police Department, says gunfire rang out during a fight at the Citadel Mall. He spoke to KRDO.
This was not an active shooter situation. This appears to have started, again, as an incident between two groups of people. At this time, there is one deceased male.
Three people were also hurt. Police say they detained multiple people and the mall was closed. The investigation is continuing and police are asking witnesses to come forward. The mall has since reopened. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the nation's capital.
A group of pro-lifers has reached a settlement with the National Archives over a lawsuit stemming from the fact that they were told they could not wear their pro-life apparel inside the building. A security guard told the visitors that their T-shirts, which bore such phrases as March for Life, might, quote, incite other people at the archives. The pro-life activists were represented by the American Center for Law and Justice, a Christian legal group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Albania has returned 20 church icons to neighboring North Macedonia that were stolen about a decade ago. In 2013, Albanian authorities in Tirana seized more than 1,000 stolen religious pieces of art that dated from the 15th to the mid-20th century. They arrested two men suspected of planning to sell those pieces abroad. This is SRN News. A charter plane grounded in France for a human trafficking investigation has left for India.
The aircraft operated by a Romanian company, Legend Airlines, had taken off from Dubai and had stopped for refueling at the Vatry Airport in northeastern France when it was detained following an anonymous tip-off. There were suspicions that the Indian passengers might have planned to travel to Central America in order to attempt illegal entry into the United States or Canada. A third of the passengers were reported to be from the affluent western state of Gujarat. Reports say at least 11 of the passengers sought asylum in France.
BBC correspondent Abarazan Athirajan. The death toll from China's most powerful earthquake in years risen to 149, two people still missing after that tremor hit northwestern parts of the country last week. The 6.2 magnitude quakes struck a mountainous area. More details at SRNNews.com.